Hello there, and welcome to the fresh episode of HistoryRocks.com. And I just want to do a quick shout out to Laura and Megan, two of my crew who I've just noticed have started following these great podcasts. So thank you very much, Laura and Megan. This is a shout out to you. I'm going to start tonight with a little joke, as always. This one has been sent in by Simon and gosh, it's pretty awful. Hold on to yourselves. So one guy says to another, I just don't know what to do. And the other man says to him, well, why? What's up? And he's like, well, I need a boat that can carry two of every animal. And the other guy says, oh, don't worry, I know a guy. I know, it's truly dreadful, but we love it. We love it. Keep sending them in. Send us comments. Send us feedback to my anchor channel here, or you can send your feedback to My History Rocks on Twitter, and we're more than happy to help you out. And of course, any questions, anything you want to cover, let us know, and we will definitely set up an episode for you. Okay, today's session is taking a bit of a departure, actually. We're going to now start having a think about the source paper. So paper two in the exam for those who are doing the AQA source paper. But for those who are not doing the AQA source paper, don't worry, because some of the stuff we're going to cover in the next few episodes are just as important, just as useful. When you're answering questions on sources as well. So do stay tuned. We might be able to help you get even better results. So for the source paper two, it's a 2.5 hour length exam. Section A, you're going to be looking at three sources, and you need to talk about provenance, tone, and content within each of those sources, and answer the question. So it's that we're going to focus upon over these next few episodes. Today's big question is, what do we mean by value? What do we mean by value? You'll notice on the exam papers, they always have the same kind of stem of a question. So, for instance, I'm looking at one here that says, with reference to these three sources, sorry, I'll say that again. With reference to these sources and your understanding of the historical context, assess the value of these three sources to an historian studying, and in this instance, it's the Kronstadt Rising of 1921. So that was on the 2N paper last year. So the same stem in all of these questions, and the issue there is value. So assess the value of these resources to a historian studying something. So your answers to these source questions have to really focus on how valuable they are. So we've got to start off by, well, what do we mean by value? What is value? And quite often with students I've spoken to over the last few months, I've sat down and said, well, okay, what do we mean by value? That they're stumped. They don't know what to say. And that's it shows in the answers that you get, because people tend to, because they don't really understand what we mean by value, they just assert the value. They just say, oh, it's written by this person, therefore it's valuable. But they don't really understand what we mean by it. So let's try and unpack that a little bit. Sources can be valuable for a variety of reasons, and it's largely to do with, what those sources can be telling you. It'd be wise for you to create yourself a little checklist of what we mean by value. So each time you have a look at a set of sources, you can think about that checklist that you've got mentally and think, well, does any of this apply here? Can I use any of this here? So, okay, value. It could be valuable in the sense that the sources provide you with an opinion. Okay, so it could be an opinion of some ordinary citizen at the time. It could be an opinion of Adolf Hitler. It could be the opinion of Lenin or the committee, or I don't know, lots of other people. So sources can be valuable in that you get good insight into their opinion at that particular point, how they react to certain things, what their views are, what their standpoints are, for instance. It could also, for instance, provide you with an understanding of a position that's been taken up by, say, a government, for instance. So it can be valuable in telling you a little bit about that. Sources can be valuable in explaining why certain actions have been taken, you know, why certain policies were adopted, you know, what were the motivations behind certain things happening at that particular point? Why does that individual behave the way he does? And so look at the sources and look for, you know, reasoning, motivations, anything like that to explain the actions that were taken. They could tell you, the sources could also tell you about causes or consequences or long-term effects, for instance, or long-term causes. And that could make a source very valuable in understanding a particular issue. Think also about, you know, anything to do with who they are as an individual. Does that make it valuable? Were they the architect of a particular policy, or were they the ones who created that piece of propaganda? Were they the leader of that particular movement? Does that make it more valuable? So all of these things can add to the value. And it's usually, you know, content of what the source is saying could also add to the value as well. So think about, you know, is what they're saying an interesting point which is not typical, or is what they're saying you know, accurate, and therefore that adds to the value that you give to the source, because, you know, consequently then it's giving you a balanced account or a more truthful or accurate account of something. So content and I guess the provenance of the source can tell you a lot about the value. And it's got to be valuable in answering a question as well. So don't lose sight of it. So if you're going to make any comments about the value of the source, you've got to link it to the question. So how is the source valuable in studying the Kronstadt Rising of 1921? So it could be that, well, you know, it's telling you the position of the Kronstadt rebels themselves. This was their manifesto that they've written. And therefore, it gives us a good understanding about what motivated them to take the actions that they did. You see what I mean? So value, you know, has got to be linked to the particular focus of the question as well. You can't just say, oh, it's valuable, and then move on to the next sentence. You've got to say, well, it's valuable in relation to whatever the topic is. You know, so you've got to link it, you know, what does it tell you about that particular event? What does it tell you about the focus of that question? So that's what we mean by value. All right. So create yourself a little checklist. Have a think about, you know, whether those issues apply to the sources that you're looking at. And once you've got that understanding, it's going to improve your answer tenfold, because then, you know, the examiner will be able to see that you really do have a firm grasp of what we mean by value here, and you really are linking it and understanding the demands of the question when you're looking at the sources themselves. It will also prevent you from doing the typical sort of stock answers where you're asserting value as well. You know, it's written by Lenin, therefore it's valuable. No, let's be a bit more sophisticated now. What does it tell us about his motivations, the standpoint, the position that he took, why he's saying what he's saying, etc., and how that links to value as well? So in summary then, sources can be valuable for a variety of reasons and the kind of things that they tell you and who it's written by. So your job then is to create yourself a little checklist of things to look out for when making judgments on value, and making sure that you link all of that to the focus of the question. So that's it from me. I hope that was useful to you. Have a think about that over your revision period, and maybe make a few notes to yourself, create that little checklist. And as said, if there's anything you want to send in, I'm more than happy to cover it. The next few episodes are going to focus on sources and how to tackle them, and I hope you find them useful. So long.
Oh, thank you.